Fiona Ritchie here, and we're ready to get going with another hour of music on The Thistle and Shamrock. Welcome.
Eastern feel in the rhythms underpinning the traditional ballad The Ploughman. Solus, with Deirdre Scanlon singing there. More from Solus in a few minutes, and from Fiddler with the Band, Winifred Horan. A tradition of any sort has to be confident in whatever it is and well rooted before being stretched and tested and played around with. Within the world of Celtic music, the celebration of tradition, instrumental, vocal, dance, carries on. There is confidence there, unshakable roots. And this all frees anyone with a creative urge, an experimental nature, to see what can be done with jazz and classical arrangements, contemporary and world rhythms, all at the evolving edge of Celtic music. And that's where we are this week, riding on the crest of that breaking wave, along with Keela, Antonio Breschi, Shugel Nifty, and a few more you will not want to miss. So, more Solus on the way, another very progressive arrangement of a traditional Irish song, Mora Wheelish Vra. Here's the classical Celtic crossover work of Secret Garden first. It's built around the playing of Irish violinist Fionnuala Sherry and Norwegian pianist and composer Rolf Loveland. And here they're combining Irish, Scottish and world influences in The Reel.
Still crying.
Winifred Horan with her own waltz, Miss You, and when is Fiddler with Solace, they gave us the song Mora Vilish Vra after Secret Gardens, The Real. Canadian band Scrooge McDuck were always about making something new from scraps of musical treasures in French, Canadian, Appalachian and Celtic traditions, using everything from clawhammer banjo to African djembe. Prompted by a request from the Legal Eagles at Disney Corporation, they have a new name in recent times, simply Duck. But here they are from their earlier incarnation with Irish emigration ballad, Craigie Hills.
Bye.
now known simply as Duck, and all the way from Winnipeg, Manitoba, are there with A Thousand Roads, The Road to Canso, and Hair of the Dug, and the ballad Craigie Hills. That was Scrooge McDuck. We're skirting around the edges of music inspired by the traditional recordings at the core of other week's playlists on Thistle, and a whole lot more besides. This week, the creative sparks come from jazz, classical, contemporary and world music influences to suggest an innovative, evolving Celtic feel. And speaking of playlists, we'll have one for this week posted online within the next few days at thistleradio.com. Check that out or find out how to write for one at the end of our programme. Lots more to listen to first though, so stay with me. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. John Ray's Celtic Feet, just the tip of his jazzy toes there, but more promise later on. Also Antonio Bresci on the way, this time in Basque country. Where Irish music meets the world, that's where Kila is. Grand Hotel is on the way, with all their usual blend of traditional Irish instruments with global percussion, brass and all. First of all, here's someone who has always approached his Celtic, Appalachian-influenced acoustic music most imaginatively, with the melody of a Burns song, Westland Winds. It's Robin Bullock.
Thank you.
Antonio Breschi, the Italian pianist, bringing Irish and Basque inspirations together in his Celtic progression. Basque singer Benito Lorchundi joining him and Irish singer Johnny McCarthy. And worldy Irish roots lineup Keela took us to the Grand Hotel. It's the rhythmic textures as much as anything that define the new Celtic music we're exploring this week. And our next bands have really established themselves with world rhythms in and around their contemporary Scottish instrumental music, in the case of Shugle Nifty, recorded at the Second Story Nightclub in Bloomington, Indiana, coming up. And first, this from Capper Cayley, as they ask, who will raise their voice?
When the smoke clears and the truth comes shining through, I will watch the sparks fly from deadlines over to you. And make no mistake now, time will hunt them down till the language of reason runs them to the ground. And who will raise their voice as the cruel wind fall, whisper words of reason Those images are everywhere, like sand in your hair. On the beaches of childhood, they slip through your fingers. They're like years of our lives, tormenting and cruel. Will the world look this way again, silent and true? And who raised their voice as the cruel winds blow? And who will call the truce? And who can break our fall?
Shugel Nifty live in Bloomington, Indiana, and scraping the barrel there. And we also heard Capper Cayley with Who Will Raise Their Voice. Who will be next to raise the bar in this innovative new genre? Whoever it is, you can certainly expect to hear them on the Thistle and Shamrock. Coming to you each week from Scotland, it's a Fiona Ritchie production. And do look for a playlist online in the week following each of our broadcasts at thistleradio.com. Also on our website, you'll find guest articles by and about some of your favourite musicians and transcripts of interviews of some of them who've been my guests here on the Thistle and Shamrock. And remember, a set of recent programme playlists is always available by mail. Just mention this week's programme at The Edge, and we always appreciate it if you can send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. As promised, we have more of John Ray's Celtic Feet to reveal. This is McAlgo, and you'll be back next week, I hope I will. See you then.